And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start with the YMCA, apparently forgetting both its name and its mission, as a North Kansas City YMCA is defending a man who exposed himself to a 7-year-old girl in the women's locker room. And when confronted, he simply said, "Honey, I'm a woman." Well, the YMCA responded by saying they're investigating while also reminding everyone they follow state laws allowing people to use facilities matching their identity. It's not their first rodeo either, because they apparently banned a teenage girl and an 80-year-old grandmother for objecting to men and women's spaces. Speaking of gender confusion, Dylan Mulvaney should probably reconsider his plans to move to London. He recently declared that he might relocate there permanently, citing that people have just been so kind. Well, he might be surprised to learn the UK Supreme Court just ruled the legal definition of woman is based on biology and not feelings. The court declared the concept of sex as binary. A person is either a woman or a man. A statement once considered common sense, but now apparently it's so revolutionary that we have to have it codified into law. Meanwhile, a bearded man calling himself a very proud disabled trans woman has protested the London ruling, complaining about being misgendered despite sporting a full beard. Truth continues to be truth even when you don't understand how to accept it. In Canada, the Canadian state media CBC has been forced to retract false claims about Indigenous residential schools after accusing independent outlet Rebel News of misinformation. The CBC's chief political correspondent falsely claimed remains of Indigenous children had been found at various locations, a narrative that fueled over 100 church burnings across Canada. And even in their correction, the CBC couldn't bring themselves to admit no human remains have been discovered, despite extensive excavations. And in Wisconsin, a brewer has declared that they will not be selling beer to MAGA. And when backlash came, as you might expect, they claimed it was just a joke because they couldn't enforce it. Though their progressive beer lineup might say otherwise. They have a Biden beer and a science beer. Cornell University has refused to cancel a performance by an openly anti-Semitic singer who has called Zionists evil and scum of the earth despite having $1 billion in federal funds frozen. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is urging a federal judge to force Google to sell its Chrome browser, addressing the tech giant's monopolistic practices. The deputy attorney general said as a monopolist, Google uses its market power against the American people, adding it has deplatformed conservative speech and put its thumb on the scale politically for years. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.